This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 23rd June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel remains warm and pleasant this evening. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear, providing a perfect backdrop for a peaceful night. Tel Aviv is experiencing a gentle breeze, while Haifa enjoys a mild and comfortable evening. Wherever you are, it's a good night to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a new ceasefire, according to a U.S. official. This comes after U.S. and Qatari negotiators brokered a deal with Iranian help, following deadly exchanges threatening escalation. That's from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, a renewed ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah is in place. However, the IDF will maintain its position in southern Lebanon, acknowledging Iran's influence over Hezbollah. This update comes from the Times of Israel earlier today. Also this hour, Lebanon-Israel talks are set to resume in Washington next week. This follows a call between U.S. Senator Rubio and Lebanon's Aoun, as reported by JNS earlier this afternoon. Separately, Somerville voters backed an Israel boycott, prompting Jewish groups to warn of potential legal action. Jewish organizations claim the ordinance could be unconstitutional, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. And finally, the U.S. claims the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire is back in effect. Continued fighting has postponed U.S.-Iran talks. Axios reported this earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Steve Witkoff is on his way to Switzerland for the anticipated U.S.-Iran talks. Jared Kushner, Trump's envoy, is already there. That's according to IL Red Alert, posting just minutes ago. Al Arabiya English reports that Iran is resisting access to its facilities. Tariq Rauf, a former IAEA official, warns that this could complicate restoring inspections at nuclear sites, posting earlier today. Seth Franzman, a journalist, questions why the IDF did not strengthen troop levels at the border. He notes a lack of preparation despite potential threats, indicating that better warnings could have made a significant difference. His comments were posted 36 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the ceasefire agreement. The Times of Israel notes the truce was mediated through Tehran rather than Beirut, recognizing Iran's sway over Hezbollah. The deal follows intense exchanges that risk the broader conflict. This ceasefire aims to stabilize the situation, but tensions remain high, especially for communities near the border. Turning to the upcoming talks in Washington, JNS reports that U.S. Senator Marco Rubio and Lebanon's President Michel Aoun have agreed on a new round of discussions. The talks aim to address ongoing tensions and seek a durable peace. These negotiations could be a pivotal step toward de-escalation, impacting diplomatic relations in the region. Meanwhile, the controversy in Somerville over an Israel boycott has drawn legal warnings from Jewish organizations. According to the Jerusalem Post, these groups argue the ordinance might breach constitutional rights. This legal battle could have wider implications for similar movements across the U.S. On the economic front. First, a report from CTEC highlights Israel's costly defense strategy. What was intended to bolster prosperity has led to significant financial burdens. This situation underscores the challenges of balancing security with economic growth. Separately, Israeli company Nucor has secured $66 million in funding. Globes reports that Nucor is entering the competitive field of identity management, reflecting growing interest in cybersecurity solutions. And finally, an all-cash deal sees Payoneer sold to Canada's Nuvei for $2.75 billion. As Ynet Business reports, this sale marks a notable change in Payoneer's valuation since its Wall Street debut. This move highlights ongoing shifts in the fintech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.